you don't stop. Yeah, going out to my man Chovy Cho, Grandmaster Supreme and all that. My name is Diamond, yep, you've guessed it. Ran 1,000 schemes and I've never been arrested. I guess I'm lucky cause I'm young and I'm a black man. And intelligent, so everything is relevant. Vision is clear, don't have to wear contacts. Got a good lawyer, no shorts in my contract. Beats are selected with the highest scrutiny. I play Mr. Christian and just take mutiny. Cause this is my destiny, a lot of brothers keep testing me. But you haven't heard the best from me. So remember one thing, ayo, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Yeah, so sit back and listen to the chit chat.
Hey,
as a Kit Kat. Diamond, where'd you get that beat from?
Yo, Jazzy Randolph Terrence
needs another loop, so we added a flute.
I'm Andy Klein, and I'm Petey Steele.
Then I double checked it
for what?
Loose ends. The object
always
of the song
is flute.
To keep your head moving.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you find a good A&R man. A lot of
three guys on.
And when the album comes out, everyone says, oh man, take that record off.
Randolph Terrence here. How are y'all feeling good today?
I went for mine.
Happy to be back with y'all. You going to see Andy tonight perform?
Yeah, at DC Improv, open mic. Hosted by, I believe, Talib Bapp.
My funny man.
I've had two people tell me, I haven't actually told Talib this, but two people tell me that Talib reminds them of me.
Really?
Huh.
Like maybe a young me.
Why? Because it's
stylistically, huh?
Yes.
Well,
the,
that's your black side.
The I guess it's the structure of the bits.
The biracial
maybe
man.
The inside, the point of view, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah. My wife told me that.
Wow.
And she saw him like last. He hosted a show I did last year, like in the summer. She came to and she was like, "That guy's like a young Andy Klein." I was like, "Really? Is he as funny as me though?" But yeah. And then someone else told me that recently. And he is funny. He's very funny.
Yeah, he's good. That's a high compliment.
Yeah. I mean, I should probably tell
ways.
Him. I should probably tell him. By the way, two people have said this.
Got a flute. What happened? What happened with Charlamagne, man?
Oh, I didn't watch the footage because I don't care what Birdman has to say about anything.
Yeah, it's like a two-minute clip. I watched
it.
But
that's why I didn't watch it.
That being said,
did they just beef at each other?
I think so, and I think Birdman, like, he's not the first guy to beef with Charlamagne on the air.
It's really the whole show, The Breakfast Club. It's not just Charlamagne. You
right.
know, like, he...
But
I saw the
kind
clip.
Of a dominant personality that is renowned now.
What's
for
the
like
name of this song? Again?
Yeah, I Went for Mine by Diamond D.
Yeah,
fantastic song.
Yeah, I got that particular name.
But Charlamagne's a guy, you know, like he had a thing with Onyx, where he was getting screamed at by Fredro and Sticky. They just look stupid, and I think it's kind of a way for these like old, once revered as hardcore guys or gangsters to like. Go back and then yell at somebody who's opinionated, who doesn't agree with a lot of their stupid views on like politics and humanity or whatever. And
right.
then for them just to bark at him and then walk off. But what do you mean? I mean, he had 15 of his team there with him and Charlamagne's security is just stacked. I mean, it's the building. So what are they going to do? You know, it's just
well, why
silly.
Were they mad at
somebody put up a meme of Juvenile. You at Charlamagne neck, huh? You want some respect, huh? You still ain't gave Wayne his check, huh?
Was that what they were talking about? How he didn't pay Lil Wayne or something or some.
I didn't watch the interview again, so I can't really.
Well, it's not even an interview, but I think he came in because they had talked shit about him.
Oh, that's what that was.
He came in and basically sat down for like 30 seconds and left. But I mean, I got the clip here. This is from.
You're watching The Breakfast Club.
You're listening to Three Guys On.
Is it ignorant?
It's not. Nothing ignorant really happens. It's just, oh, they're mad at each other. Okay.
Y'all ready? Yes, sir. I want to start this shit off straight, telling all three of y'all, stop playing with my name. Let's go on there. Let's go. Stop playing with my fucking name. Let's go.
Let's do it on camera.
Stop playing with my name.
Let's
I ain't going
to right
say
on
it no
there. It's that point of like when you go and do radio where you haven't even sat down yet. They're not even on. They're probably like in mm-hmm. commercial. And so he's just talking to them there. Birdman sounds like his voice is kind of quivering. Like mm-hmm. he's maybe going to.
Mad.
Maybe going to cry.
About to get that cry. That cry anger. When the one tear comes up.
Yeah.
Nigga, when my name come up, respect it.
Let's go.
Stop playing with my fucking name. All three of y'all. Stop playing with my name.
Why are you on
I
the show then?
No more.
She don't even know.
Morning,
what
everybody.
To do with that.
It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
He done cursed us out. Tell him, get it off your chest, Birdman.
I said it already.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand the angle. Like what?
Said it already.
So why I come here?
I did it already. I'm here. So what's happening?
I mean, it's all good, but I'm saying here. Why?
And I'm here. What's happening?
I'm all good, but I'm saying why come here, man. Just
look,
to
I'm
curse
here.
Us
what's
up?
What's happening, man? I wanted to see you. I wanted to talk to you on your man and your face.
Absolutely.
You understand me? I knew a few places you was at. I could have pulled up, but I don't think that was gangster. I wanted to come look you in your face like a man and tell you how I feel.
Okay.
You understand me? Straight up like a man.
So
no
what's
shit,
the issue?
No sugar. Ain't no issue. If it was an issue, you'll feel me. I just come to let y'all know, stop, put some respect on my name. You understand me?
On it.
When y'all saying my name, put some respect on it.
Did you pull up on Ross that way or Trick Daddy?
I'm pulling up on him.
Yeah, but I'm the radio guy. Why I pull up on the radio guy? Don't act tough with the radio guy.
I hate my nigga. Y'all finished or y'all done?
Not
I ain't
both.
No more talking. Let's rock.
All right.
That's corny as hell.
That's corny. What did I say?
The thing is,
that's corny.
You can see by the clock on the wall that it is about 10:07 a.m. This is a morning show.
Yeah.
He got up for this.
Yeah.
Like, he set an alarm. Like, that's the weird thing to me. Like, getting up early to go do shit sucks.
Yeah.
Everyone hates it.
It's the worst.
He got up. You know, he made like...
Randolph Terrace doesn't. So if you want me on your radio show, just send me a shout out.
Yeah, I'll Skype in.
I'll come do the way early.
So he set his alarm.
You want me on your podcast early, you record early, just listen on.
He had like eight of his boys with him, so they had to set their alarms.
I'll bring no boys.
Probably out all night, you know, or out late, you know.
I'll get a good night's sleep while I come and do the show.
He's mad all night. Gets up. Hops in the shower, just mad. Like,
I
wait
will
till
be
I
in the shower, but I won't be mad.
Wait till I get him. I'm going to get Charlamagne. And then he has
to get you.
Hop in an Uber or a cab or a car service.
I'll drive my damn self
with
over
a
there.
Couple cars and all of his boys with him. And they go. And he has
taking no boys.
There's this moment where he's just like on the elevator. It's just quiet. And he just has to keep staying
mad. I will be quiet on the elevator.
And he gets in there and starts and talks to you for like a minute and a half and he leaves. What was the point?
I'm staying for 4 hours, the whole show. I'm staying for the whole show.
What was the point? Why?
Point is, I'm going to be funny on your goddamn show. I'm going to be funny on your show.
Birdman's perspective. What was the point?
I think
just
to
go in there and get rowdy.
Yeah.
That's all.
The I mean, point he inconvenienced was himself.
To make himself look hard for people.
Yeah. I think he thought because he thought he was off camera when he actually tried the little quiver and pulling card, which looked stupid.
Yeah.
He was hoping that was going to freak out Charlamagne and then they'd have just a normal interview and then it's a way to promote whatever business Birdman's
like
doing.
Like a puff piece.
And I don't even know. And then Charlamagne was smart, turned on the camera and said, yeah, what was about that? Because that's why you're here. So let's talk this shit. And then he says, oh, no. We done did that, man. So now, you know, you tell me what's happening. It's like, well, this is the reason you're here, guy. I mean,
right.
When's he put out a record?
I don't know.
He hasn't. A long time.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got like eight dudes on his payroll, though. Although, I mean, I'm sure. Yeah. I hope he's paying those guys because they had to get up for this.
Well, I don't know. What would those dudes be doing if not that?
It's just, to me, all the stuff surrounding, like he did all that in the morning. He came in and he had this weird blow up and then he leaves. Now they're like on the elevator, like, you want to get some eggs?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, why would you inconvenience your own life to go like yell at someone for a minute and a half and then leave? Knowing that they have the mics and the 4 hour show and they can just talk shit about you for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're going to put this video up, which has 3 million hits in like 2 days.
They're in a building.
Yeah.
Full of security, full of... That's Hot 97. That's not some fucking... He said it. Don't get mad at the radio guy.
Yeah,
the radio guy.
You know?
Did you roll up on so-and-so like that?
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. Like, what?
Nothing corporate is real, like gangster real at that level anymore.
Yeah.
It's a very rare anomaly. So, Birdman, you were the donkey of the day, as Charlamagne likes to say.
He was there for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah. Stupid.
All right, let's go fly back home.
Yeah, let's fly back home.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Vroom.
We're out.
Vroom.
Yeah, I don't get
stupid.
I don't get
Give me some emails, Andy.
He would do any of that. None of that makes sense to me. We have 3 emails. Also, shout out to Tanya. We skipped over the story she sent us last week, but as a result of that, also didn't read the email that she sent. And here's a relevant part of the email, because she reminded us via Twitter. She said, a suggestion for the listeners of the Prosperity Podcast. Do what I did recently, and when you get your tax refund, share the love and deposit a portion in the tip jar.
It's a fantastic idea.
Great idea. And if you did your taxes responsibly, like back in January or early February, and you already got your refund like 2 months ago, well, you know, just dig into that money as long as you haven't spent it. Give us a few bucks. Tanya did, I think. She said she was going to. Our first email is from Abasi, who had asked us
previously. Are we saying the name right?
I believe so.
He's the guy that wanted advice on comedy.
On comedy.
Right?
What it is, fellas. What it is. What is it? Anyways, just checking back on you. Checking back in on you, dude, borrowing a gift in the form of a segment. Okay, since Timothy D. Miller, the D is for Doom, isn't and hasn't been around, let's start a what should we rename the podcast segment. Put it out to the masses and see what kind of uncreative answers fill your inbox. It can't be less creative than Three Guys On. So, obviously, we don't want any Andy and Randy or Two Guys On, nah, nah, nah. I'm thinking more Andy, Randy, etc. Or me, you, and whoever. Or this is a totally new podcast starring two guys instead of three because the third guy is on that other shit podcast. LOL. Just a thought. Also, thanks for the advice about starting out in this comedy game. We'll keep you guys posted with every night I bomb hilariously. That's all for now. And you, Andy, you the truth. Randy, you the real. And Tim, I mean, come on, yo. You guys be safe. Yeah, I don't know that we would. Here's the thing with renaming the podcast. I don't think we're going to rename it. But if we were going to rename it, I think now that we've learned a lesson here. Three Guys On is not a very creative name. There's a lot of three guys doing
a lot of
three
guy things.
Also, you probably don't want to put an exact number of people in the title of the podcast because sometimes you have
four.
Sometimes you have two. You know,
two.
So it would have to be something that's not
the core of most of our podcasts tend to be three, though.
Three.
So,
but it doesn't have to be in the title that this is three people talking.
Musical chairs on the MCO.
Musical chairs on. I guess we're keeping the on part. That's the only part that's going to stick. So I don't know if we should rename it. I don't think we should rename it. We got a brand, guys.
Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
That's it.
So maybe we'll just go back to 3GO. You know, it doesn't have to stand for anything.
No, just a 3GO. You decide what you think it should stand for.
Like NKOTB.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
Exactly like that.
We got an email from Liz, who emailed us last week, and she has emailed us again.
Yeah.
What up, Liz?
Hello, fellas. It's Liz again. I got a thrill out of hearing my email on the show.
Yeah, well, you're getting that thrill. Like, thrill is back.
Yeah, it was so dope. I felt like I was part of the pod. Episode 555, Across the Bus, is hilarious, in all caps. I love how y'all put me up on content that I slept on or missed entirely. Your extensive hip-hop knowledge is amazing. Actually, music in general, because y'all done put me up on some shit. By the way, everybody, if we put you onto something, let us know what we put you onto. If we ever get sued, we'll be like, guys, we led to royalties. I didn't see the Epic Beer Band video, but you already know I pressed pause and found it on YouTube, and sure enough,
it's
it
good.
Did not disappoint. I laughed hard.
It's good. He beat the shit out of me.
He said, I laughed hard. PD Steel hard. I love his laugh. It's everything.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I had car repairs recently and was stuck riding the bus, so I saw some passengers, saw some characters, and it gave me that much more appreciation for that comedic entertainment those passengers were privy to. Folks got to learn to keep to themselves on the bus. I don't turn to my neighbor and say a damn thing on public transportation because I don't have time to find out the hard way whether there's crazy or not. Shit's bad enough as it is. We're on the damn bus. Ain't shit to talk about.
That's it.
Yeah, put in your headphones and look down.
Yup.
As far as Erykah Badu and her thoughts, I didn't really pay it much attention. I have two sons and I agree with Uncle Randolph. I can't do anything but tell mine what to do, what to and what not to do in this crazy ass world. I don't really put a lot of stock in Erykah Badu's opinions. But she's entitled to them just like I'm entitled to mine. If she feels knee-length skirts will keep her daughters safe or safer, great. It won't, but I'll let her cook.
Probably won't.
Rape culture is real, and these knuckle-dragging knuckleheads are enticed by any and everything. Ankles, toes, earlobes. I die when Andy said toe means yes. A burqa won't keep you safe. Rapists go rape. The end.
True.
We as parents, well, let's name our podcast Rapists
Go Rape. Rapists Go Rape. G-O-N.
I got a couple texts from people with that same quote thrown at me.
Rapists Go Rape.
And the toe means yes.
Yeah. Rape is gonna rape. The end. We as parents have to start early and raise that awareness. She wrote it. G-O-N, by the way. I got a kick out of Rollo Boykins. He's hilarious. The whole time I was thinking how I enjoyed his youth and innocence. And then I get to the part where he says, 28. Is that young? How old are y'all? I laughed till I ugly cried. I'm 36, and all his commentary made me feel old. Bring that young fool back ASAP. Okay, I've rambled enough. I threw my coins in the collection plate. Lizzie out. Update. I now have acquired Blue Magic and am a card-carrying member of the Andy Face Nation. Cause smile for what? Okay, well, you know what? What's next, Liz? Send us an email asking Randolph for workout tips.
I need the Wemail. I need you to just tell me what you're kind of doing right now. I need your height, weight, and just what you're kind of doing right now.
Height, weight.
We're not going to talk about it on over the air. Since we got, let's tell everybody know what's going on with me. We're not going to do that.
And when you
that.
Say what you're doing right now, you mean
let
exercise
me know what
wise.
Your height and your weight and exercise by what you're doing right
what
now.
What about diet? Do you care about
and
that yet?
Yes. And tell me how you're eating.
How much you're drinking.
Yeah, how you eating.
How
just be just
use?
You can just be general.
Medication.
That's more Petey's line. Yeah. Drug use medication. Andy wants to know what kind of music you're listening to.
Yeah, send me your LinkedIn page. I want to know what kind of employment you have. Okay. And then we got an email from Monique. 3GO, it's your girl. Hey, Andy Randolph and Sock Puppet. I've been meaning to write since last time Haywood was on, but I'm a ninja. She actually wrote the word in parentheses, N-N-I-N-N-J-J-A.
Okay.
So I'd be late. You understand, right, guys? You understand, right, guys? Andy voice. Shout out to one of my favorite problematic podcasts. Are we problematic? I guess we are.
Sometimes. We can be.
We can be. Randolph, you got the dog walked on you by a 16-year-old. What are you, gay?
That boy could fight. You say what you want. That boy could fight.
I enjoyed hearing from Rollo Boykins. He got that Merlin accent. He does.
He does.
He's
much.
He's from the Uria.
Uria.
He kind of reminded me of the assistant pimp from How High, though. It was like Randolph was opening up a whole new world of knowledge for him. It was like, wow, and I ain't even that... And I know that every other statement, LOL. Andy, reigning callback king. When you said, I wonder what Scrap is up to nowadays, I died. So Erica Badu, yeah, she's been Hotep, third eye having licensed burning artist, or incense burning artist, since forever. She's dope, but skirt length don't stop rape just as much as locked car doors don't stop bullets. Girl, shut up. I'm trying to raise a daughter too. And of course, I want to protect her, but... That was some bullshit, sis. That story about the grandma pulling a knife on her grandson should have been classified as child abuse. But
it
I feel
is.
Like I've been through some
it's
similar
crazy.
Traumatic shit in my past. Mm. Let's just say black parents got some unorthodox ways of raising reeds, scaring the shit out of their kids. Old man strength is real. Shout to you, Randolph. People better leave these cat daddies alone.
You gotta leave them alone, man. Gotta leave them old men alone, man.
Mike Epps has a good bit in his stand-up about the old players in the club with a lot of keys on the key ring trying to fuck the young girls for $37. Leave these dudes alone. This ain't what you want, Randolph voice. Anyway, love you guys. Want, you're my face. Petey Steele may be creeping on a come-up for Sock Puppet Supremacy.
Woo!
But Haywood's still the number one seed. Maybe we can get Petey a mug. Be easy, Monique. Well, Haywood got a shirt.
You,
a mug.
Haywood got a shirt. Petey gets a mug.
I'll take a mug.
He'll take a mug.
Mug. Yeah, Petey can drink his coffee out of it.
Yeah.
Drink his, what's the church? An Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer
in it.
Yep, yep.
I wish I got an Arnold Palmer.
And that's all the emails for today. 3guyson@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. Also, if you want to PayPal us some cash, you can PayPal it to that email address. So there you go. Just like Liz did.
There you go.
And Tanya and some other people, too. I don't want to name everyone, but there you go.
Shout out, ladies.
Let's talk about this ghost in the shell.
Oh, yeah.
As we started the conversation the other day, so Hollywood, once again, casting. For everybody who knows now, they've cast Scarlett Johansson as the lead in a well-known Japanese manga, which is a comic, as well as a fucking movie and anime cartoon, Ghost in the Shell. I know nothing about Ghost in the Shell other than the fact that it's Asian. It's Japanese, specifically Japanese, because apparently they teach it as part of it's like ingrained in their society, this particular story.
Yeah, this was like 80s, right?
When they
made the first Japanimation one, it was up there with like Akira and like with all that bubblegum crisis.
I don't know anything about it, but I know this. The lead is Japanese.
Right.
I know that. And Scarlett Johansson is not.
Right.
And there's literally no reason to make Scarlett Johansson the lead other than what this guy says.
All right, here comes is he one of the writers or something?
He does something. I thought it was what's his name? Landis?
Max Landis.
Oh, was he related to John Landis, kid?
I don't know.
One of his kids?
Let me use my magic phone and keep talking. I'll get back to
you. Well,
he
came on YouTube to explain.
To white-splain as well as mansplain.
Yeah, white mansplain.
How things work.
He said, this is the title of the video, if you're mad about Ghosts in the Shell, you don't know how the movie industry works. Okay, so I guess the implication is once you find out how it works, you won't be mad anymore.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Okay,
so he's here to
explain to us.
Movie splain.
Yeah, he's the son of John Landis, 1985.
Okay. Landis's kid.
Here he is. Here he is talking.
The only reason to be upset about Scarlett Johansson being in Ghost in the Shell is if you don't know how the movie industry works. Now, I'm not white splaining or mansplaining, I guess, because I'm a guy. Or
stop right there.
Whatever type yes, of you are. You
do okay, I had no idea he was going to say that when I said it. I swear to God, this is the first time I've heard this. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's been a trend recently with some of our emails where people have said, now, Randolph, don't say blank after you've already said it.
Yeah.
Something's going on. People know what you're about to say to them.
I had no idea this dude was going to say
even
that.
Even Max Landis was kind of worried that you were going to have some commentary. So he's already giving us disclaimers on his he's 14 seconds in.
Yeah.
Let me professional explain something to you because it's important and I think you're mad at the wrong people. Because you should be mad. But you're mad at the wrong people if you're mad at the studio or the director or the actress or
who should we be mad at, white man?
Because what's broken is cultural and has little to do with that. So first of all, let me explain to you how getting a movie with the scale and budget of Ghost in the Shell with big robots.
So what's broken is cultural. So is he going to tell us how to change
the culture?
Or
how movies don't reflect culture.
Right.
It's just business.
It's all just business.
Nothing to do with like.
And instead of taking the long view of promoting certain stars who look a certain way, so that eventually they become more bankable, we'll just go short term and just throw Scarlett Johansson in.
Mm-hmm.
It's cultural, though.
Cybernetics and a lot of CG, getting that made works. Well, first it has to be bought by a studio. Studios work through distribution models. Distribution models are fueled by imaginary metrics, which are.
That's what my dad told me.
Stars. And marketability of certain movies. So so basically what you're looking at is a system in which there used to be a bunch of A-list celebrities, and A-list celebrities meant different things to different regions because studios have to make their money back, and they do that by selling tickets. So in theory, this is just the way the mental theory works. So recently as about 10 years ago, there stopped being big stars. There are fewer and fewer stars who mean anything. And that's why
I don't know
if you've noticed that you see people like Isla Fisher or Nicolas Cage or all of these people, now you see them in less and less important movies. Julia Roberts was just in a movie, limited release, but Julia Roberts is a movie star. Kevin Costner's a movie star. There are really like only...
Kevin Costner's not a movie star anymore.
So far... I don't know where he's going to go with this.
Yeah, this seems a little bit long-winded.
The argument he's making suggests that perhaps because there are less diverse stars, that might be why there are less stars. Like if there were 50 bankable actors 10, 15, 20 years ago, and 46 of them were white, and like if, you know, four of them were black or something else. And now people aren't going to see his movies as much, and there aren't even that many bankable stars. Maybe it's because people aren't seeing people like themselves on screen. You know what I mean?
You better stop with all this logic, boy.
So if there's a problem with the star system, perhaps it's because you're promoting the wrong stars.
You better stop with all this logic.
In addition to that, I'm sure people are staying home watching movies on their big screen TVs, et cetera. I'm sure there are multiple layers to it. But for him to say, throw your hands up in the air and say, well, people, there's less stars now. Well, maybe that's because the public gave up because you just kept putting Scarlett Johansson in these
maybe
roles.
Maybe that's not true.
I think there are less stars. I think there are less bankable stars. I don't even disagree with
the people he named. I was like,
There's less movie success, period. I mean, the industry, right. I think. It's pathetic, the fucking films they're putting out. All these comic book films, you know. Like, if you're a grown man going to see Batman versus Superman, I don't know what to tell you, guys.
Are you grown mansplaining?
Yeah, you're goddamn right I am. But they're not making, like, you know, you want to talk about culture, as many culturally relevant films like miles right. ahead, like what we
yeah.
went to go
yeah,
see.
Yeah, we went to go see the other night,
which was fantastic. But I haven't heard anything about it since then.
Since it opened, and you know, they were showing it everywhere, and Don Cheadle was popping up on everything.
Yeah,
gone. It'll reappear again around Oscar time.
Well, let's see if Max Landis brings us back around to a point. Let's see.
10 or 15 men who get movies made. Two of them are black, Denzel and Will Smith. The rest are white. And then there are about like 5.
There's actually
women,
two more black people
who
black
can get your movie them. Made.
Who get movies made?
Mm-hmm.
Now Idris.
Idris yeah. can get a movie made.
Oh yeah.
Now okay, so 3.
Ice Cube.
Idris can get
Ice
a movie
Cube.
Made. Chadwick Boseman can get a movie made.
Well,
Terrence Howard can get
what's
a movie.
Not Terrence Howard anymore, but Ice Cube can get a movie made.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael
sure.
B. Jordan. He's the other one.
Okay.
So but, we're looking at least 5 right well, now.
If you're looking at Leonardo DiCaprio level, then the numbers are small. There yeah. are only yeah. a few people who
if you're
are
looking
at
that Leonardo DiCaprio level, yes.
DiCaprio, and then you still got Denzel in that
Denzel.
Category.
Denzel.
Mm-hmm. But you've got a bunch of, let's say, white dudes. I get what he's saying, but perhaps this is the result of a fucked up system that has been fucked up for years.
Mm-hmm.
And the public has been like, I'm tired of seeing the same old, you know, white yeah. guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's true because black movies, quote unquote black movies now that have black leads, tend to do okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So maybe the public is actually starved for that. And for you to say, well, we don't have bankable stars. Well, you could have. And then the public walks away from it and they go watch TV or play video games. Or there's a million ways to entertain yourself now. You just say, fuck movies. I don't like them anymore.
Well, white, like, working class normal heroes in films anymore are like a thing of the past. That's done now. It's not even believable. That's why they like superhero movies so much. You know?
Right. Right.
Because it's just not real. No one can even believe it. It's like what Chris Rock was saying in his Oscar monologue about how, like, there's things in Star Wars that are more realistic than some scenes in Rocky.
Right. Right.
Scarlett Johansson, because of Lucy. And
so she's bankable.
I think they're
which was
all
not a good movie,
distressingly
by the way.
White. Now, this wasn't always how it was. There was a time
when?
In the 80s and 90s where the property, a property like Akira or Ghost in the Shell or you know, X-Men or any of these things could afford to have actors in it who weren't huge names. But now look at who gets cast in things. You don't see people getting their stars made by.
Okay. I just want to stop for a second. Scarlett Johansson.
Is the shit killing you?
Scarlett Johansson is bankable now.
Yeah.
Because of Lucy.
No, she's not. Lucy's
well,
not
let's just go with what he's saying. He okay. has insight. His dad is a famous director.
Yeah,
he's he knows about the industry, let's say. Someone had to cast her as Lucy.
Yeah.
And that is what gave her that turn to be able to put her name at the top of the poster, right? So can't you do that with other people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't you do that with other women or minorities?
Unless they got that milky white skin.
You know,
and
granted,
soft, supple breasts.
She's very good looking, but there are also very good looking, you know, black women or Latino women or Asian. So his idea that, oh, well, of course, Scarlett Johansson is one of those 15 people because of Lucy. Well, give someone else a Lucy. Mm-hmm. How about that? How about someone
else
gets their Lucy?
Lucy?
It wasn't good, but it made money. And that's the whole point, is she's marketable. But a lot of people can make money. Just put someone else in that role.
She's marketable because Hollywood decided to make her marketable.
Right.
Them just being identified as that superhero, and oftentimes they were already kind of famous. I mean, the last person to sort of break out was Chris Hemsworth. But Chris Hemsworth doesn't mean money right now. Trust me. I know.
If that's the case, if Chris Hemsworth doesn't mean money, how come he keeps getting gassed in movies like The Huntsman? They've just made another Huntsman.
Right.
Chris
Huntsman.
Hemsworth means money. It's a movie about almost a little bit writing. Sleeping Beauty, maybe.
Oh.
It's a takeoff of that.
Hmm.
You know, and he's the hunter in the woods, the huntsman.
Oh.
You know, but it also has Charlize Theron in it. She's God knows she's pretty high on the whiteness on the white girl meter.
Well, she's very marketable at this point. You know, because of name insert movie or whatever.
Yeah, got an Oscar.
No matter what race there is, it's just their track record. And even sometimes their track record doesn't matter. There are no A-list female Asian celebrities right now on an international level.
They're how do they amass?
How would he possibly know that there's none on an international level? There has to be, considering that Asia is a huge market for movies. So how, if he had said there's none in the American level, maybe
Lucy Liu?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if she's
but
on
he
that level.
Specifically said on the international level. That's a stupid statement to make. Because international means you bring in other nations.
What if he says
they have hugely marketable stars?
Well, they have their own system. They don't
Japan,
have the Hollywood system
in China. In it's fucking.
He's
stupid.
Talking about the Hollywood system, but the whole thing about it's all about their track records. Well, how do you amass a track record? You have to get put on.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to get you. You have to build a resume. So if you don't get put on to begin with, and then you're just kind of a middling second tier character person, not a headliner movie. You'll never have the track record. So did they do something wrong to not get the track record, or did someone else just not give them the opportunities?
It's infuriating. There used to be, in the 90s, there used to be diversity in our A-list actors.
What?
Jackie Chan and Jet Li were famous at the same time. They could both get movies.
Two people, guys.
We don't have that guy anymore. We don't even have Lucy Liu anymore. We don't even
Whose
have like,
fault
one
is that?
Name. And that's not the fault of the movie industry.
It's like he knew.
Really. That's culture, and it's movies getting more and more afraid because movies make less and less money, even though the huge
if that's the case, if that's the case, then it's
ever.
The fault of the movie studio.
Mm-hmm.
If you had all these stars that were making money, why did you stop making movies with these stars?
People stopped coming to their movies. Yeah, that's his whole point. The movies stopped making money.
Did they?
Yeah.
Or did you not? Or did you keep throwing them retread stories to try to keep going back to the well, Charlie's Angels? Mm-hmm. To try to keep going back to the well. Over and over again.
Every superhero movie.
Yeah, did you just keep throwing them these retread stories? You didn't give them anything else. Rush Hour Part Pie. You didn't give them anything new? Give them something new and put these stars in different vehicles. That's what you do. That's how you build a star.
It's a crazy concept like Ghost in the Shell. You better fucking believe they're going to cast Scarlett Johansson because they need the movie to work.
Stop
casting
again.
Scarlett Johansson's like the...
Ghost in the Shell has a built-in fan base that will come to see it.
Right.
A huge fan base that will come. It ain't us.
I think,
but it has a huge fan base.
I think what he's trying to say is, if you go to Hooters, you don't want to be waited on by some dude with a gut, right? So Hooters is a very narrow type of person who can work at Hooters as a server,
right?
And so all these other people can't get that job. That's what he's saying here. He's saying. Only people in this particular lane can headline a movie, and everyone else is just asked out.
But here's a problem. Here's a problem.
Where else are you gonna get your wings?
Is that would be like Hooters, not Hollywood. Hollywood shows itself as showing slices of American life,
right?
Mm-hmm. But they don't show everybody that's involved in American life.
Right.
We're gonna show you a slice of American life, but it's only this. Type of people that we think should inhabit all of American life, because if we put these people in, so that would be like Hooters not billing itself for what it is, calling itself something else, but only showing you this, only giving you wings. We only serve wings here,
right?
But you.
Well, I'm on a burger.
But you said you serve hamburgers and steak and all that. No, we only do wings here. And by the way, that girl's going to have a titties out when she brings it to you. I don't want to see that girl's titties out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know. But that's not what you said. That's what you did. That's not what you're saying that you did. Well, yeah. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm. What he's saying is only certain people work in this headliner of a movie role. And let's throw our hands up and there's nothing we can do about it.
Nothing we can do about it.
That's basically what he's saying.
And by the way, all those people just happen to be white.
And they just happen to randomly become marketable.
Yeah.
With no help from the industry up to this point. I mean, Scarlett Johansson's been an A-list actor for 10 years.
Yeah.
And now she just started headlining movies within the last couple years, let's say.
Yeah.
So
the industry decides who they're going to make, who they're going to make a star. And then they make them a star. They throw money behind them and they make them a star. Industry doesn't do that for black people.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, there's more. There's like two more minutes of this. We don't need to watch all of it.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid. There's a lot of black men walking around Hollywood who should be stars, who should be breakout stars or something. Blair Underwood never really became a breakout star.
No,
I don't think he was a great actor. Though.
Think he would have.
He's pretty damn good.
With those looks.
And,
he's got looks.
With those in looks. Treatment, that was fantastic.
He was great in that.
Yeah.
He was great in Treatment. By the way,
there's a few people who sort of had, they were on their way, and then it just kind of, I mean, Omar Epps seemed to be a guy that was being pushed at one point.
Little guy.
And then it was like, oh, okay.
Michael K. Williams is another example. Why isn't he had like a Morris star?
Chestnut. Never gave Morris Chestnut anything for real.
Yeah.
Good looking. Good actor. Ricky! You know. Good actor.
Good Ricky.
Yeah, real good actor. He stays working. I'll give him that. He stays working. But they never, there was never any concentrated push to make him a star.
Or Lou Gossett. Take a guy who gets an Oscar, the third African-American in history for Officer to Gentleman. And everything else was Iron Eagle.
Yeah, he never got any decent roles. He said, he was like, they never gave me any decent roles.
Fucked up.
Any decent roles after that.
Right.
Hollywood doesn't know what to do with you. Mm-hmm. So you win something, Officer and Gentleman, you would think, okay, here, this guy's about to.
Also, Hollywood doesn't like the they don't like the rabble rouser. So if you let's say you're Monique and you win an Oscar, but then you kind of talk shit about the industry a little bit in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're out. Like she didn't kiss the right asses, basically.
Right.
And so you won an Oscar and now you're getting like shitty roles offered to you and you're turning them down. How dare you turn them down? We're just not even offering you shit now, and you're gonna go back to doing stand up or whatever. So there's a little bit of that too. It's like you have to placate. You have to glad hand. You have to be something other than just talented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you're a minority. Otherwise, you
gotta rub elbows. Leave no ash.
What I would tell these nerds is
Sean Penn can be a dick.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I don't know if a black actor can be an asshole perceived as an asshole. Let's just say you speak out a little bit against the industry, and then someone perceives it as this guy.
Never know.
This guy,
Johnny
Depp doesn't appreciate.
Yeah, Johnny Depp can. He doesn't appreciate what we gave you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reciprocal relationship. I made you money.
Right.
You gave me a tenth of it. Mm-hmm. It's a reciprocal relationship.
And then you can say, well, maybe Will Smith could be an asshole, but that's one person.
One guy.
He could probably be a dick.
And it's not
shit.
His nature to be an asshole.
Right.
You know. I forgot what I was even going to say. What I would say to tell the nerds of the world who are upset about this, don't go see Ghost in the Shell. Just don't go see it. Make it flop. Go see it. Don't buy it on DVD. Don't get it out of Redbox. Don't go see it. Wait for it to come on cable.
Yeah,
go see it.
Take your Tubman somewhere else.
Fucking Tilda Swinton in Doctor Strange. Don't go see Doctor Strange. Just don't go see it. Don't go see it. Make it the Marvel movie that doesn't do good. Not because of Benedict Cumberbatch. He actually looks like Doctor Strange. Doctor Strange is a character I liked a little bit. Not as much as some of the other ones, but I liked him in the comics. The thing of the trope of the Asian man teaches the white man doesn't particularly bother me because I know at the time that the comics were written,
that's
that was
karate
happening.
Still inside.
Exactly.
Now
that
time
was happening a lot.
Let out.
Yeah, that was happening a lot. So that was a trope that doesn't particularly bother me. What bothers me is, you gonna bring Tilda Swinton in and just pass her off to me as an Asian man? I'm not gonna notice that
because she's marketable.
I'm not gonna notice that.
Who gives a fuck about
Tilda Swinton?
Who sees a cast and is like, oh shit, Tilda Swinton's in this?
You mean to tell me you couldn't find not one Asian person to come in and do this role? No Asian men. Couldn't find not one.
Is Tilda short from Matilda?
I
gotta think so.
She was right. That was a right move.
Yeah.
No Matildas are going to get famous.
Maybe
no.
Like a Mathild or something British.
And then I see white liberal comedians happy that she's cast in it. These who would call themselves social warriors and these social justice warriors and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but you're happy about this bitch being cast? Oh,
why?
Tilda Swinton. Because they like Tilda Swinton.
That's weird.
Like, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
Because it's still a woman getting a role.
Yeah, a woman getting a role. Yeah.
You know,
it's still
put
a woman. It's
in.
Still a white woman playing an Asian man.
Yeah.
Right. But,
cast an Asian man.
But it's progressive to put a woman
it's
in.
It's stupid. It's the same way when they made Johnny Storm black and they put Michael B. Jordan in. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm is not black. It's stupid. Why are you doing that? You want to do something original for black people in comic books? there are black characters. Yeah. Make movies about them. They're doing it now mm-hmm. with Black Panther, but there are write original black stories. They're out there. Spawn is out there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me say Blade. Don't make me say Blade. don't make me say Blade.
What was the one? Bloodshot or Blood? I forget. The black dude who was the big fucking guy beat up people at shipyards and shit.
In shipyards.
Yeah, you didn't have too many issues. It was like Bloodshot. Or
I think
blood.
You're talking about the Kimbo Slice story.
that's what it sounds like.
I mean, it almost amounted to that. It was a comic.
Luke Cage, Power Man?
I had one issue
Power
of it.
Power Man, they're this doing that on Netflix. Years.
I tried getting into comics as a kid. I couldn't do it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, I've never read a comic book.
Very much. Prince was in a comic.
Gambit I fucked with because he seemed like the most normal to life. You know, just like
right.
cards and blades and staffs and shit.
Right.
Smoking a cigarette. I was like, he's going to be like a lazy
We all have
superhero.
A drawer. In our house with cards and blades in it. We'll just have that drawer of shit.
You could steal a cigarette from your grandpa or whatever.
Right.
Ghost Rider, I mean, because he...
Nicolas Cage tried that one. And Nicolas Cage is... And this is another thing. Like, Nicolas Cage just started... I'm like, Nicolas Cage is a weirdo. And that's what fucked him off. Nicolas Cage is a strange cat.
He just looks very peculiar.
Yeah, he's a strange
cat.
Well,
just look at...
He was a great actor for a minute.
Yeah, he's got a few roles. He's underrated.
Speaking of Birdman, look at Michael Keaton. He talked shit about the industry
and
got
blackballed
him for like 15, 20 years.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
Yeah, he had to fight his way back.
Yeah.
By doing an indie movie.
Yeah, and now he's getting roles again.
Yeah.
But you talk shit, even if you're a white dude sometimes, unless you're like Sean Penn, one of the chosen few.
Yeah.
So imagine if you were a black
man or a woman
or a minority.
Just because he didn't
want to
do, I'm not going to do another Batman movie.
Yeah. You're not going to do another any movie.
Yeah. You ain't going to not make us money.
Good luck on your sitcom, Mike.
Yeah.
You know.
Not make us money.
Try
Out.
That. So, they're petty about that shit. So a lot of it is personality clashes and other shit. It's cultural, that whole thing. There's more to it than that. It's not just that. And also, you have the ability to influence culture.
You do.
That's the big thing.
They love to tout that. You watch as pretentious as the Oscars is, like, we're doing important things here. They love to tout how important they are to the world. Well, if you are that important, then influence culture a little mm-hmm. more, Don't act like you throw your hands up and nothing you do about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Don't go see the movie.
Yeah,
don't go see Doctor Strange. I'm probably not going to go see Doctor Strange, and I love comic book movies, and I won't be seeing Doctor Strange because I won't be able to get past Tilda Swinton. I just won't. I watched the trailer. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. I won't be able to get past it.
Here's what you do. The money you were going to spend on that movie, throw in our tip jar.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't see the next Fury Road. Put it in the tip jar.
Let Hollywood's mistake be our benefit.
Yes.
You
want the real shit, it's right here.
We're not calling for a boycott. We're just calling for a redistribution of your movie money. Boycott it and then spend it on us. How about that?
You can sit in any chair you like if you fucking listen to Three Guys
on. Yeah, you can come sit here.
We have the perfect stories for us to get out on. Either the math teacher goes bonkers after student reporting him for watching porn in class. I just think it's kind of
what happened.
Stupid.
Sounds awesome.
He was watching porn in class.
Or the Florida zookeeper who got killed by the tiger.
We also have the 30-year-old basketball player, which someone actually sent us that story, which we may.
30-year-old basketball player. Is that the guy in the credit card commercial?
No, he was playing in high school and lying about his age.
Somebody sent us that one?
Yeah.
And then we'll do that
That's cool shit.
Thank you for having sent it to us.
I have a news report, a short one about it. Because he looks 30.
Yeah.
There's a commercial. I mean, he doesn't look... He's not a youthful 30. He's from like a war-torn African country. He's lived. He's got wrinkles and shit.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. He looks like a teacher.
Right.
Look at that fucking guy.
Here's a quick little... Here's
what?
There's like a complex news little report on it. If it plays.
For Complex News, I'm Sean Evans with
the
story of Jonathan Nicola, a Canadian high school basketball star who made headlines earlier this year when his head coach told the Windsor Star that he thinks his 6'10" junior has a chance of playing in the NBA. I have never said that about any kid from Windsor, he told the paper. And he might have had good reason. Despite never playing
NBA
organized basketball in his life, Nicola was a force on Windsor Catholic Central. Athletic, 200 plus pounds and nearly 7 feet tall. However, it would appear that Nicola's hoop dreams have hit a bit of a roadblock, as he was arrested earlier this week by Canadian border officers who suspect that the teenage basketball prodigy is actually a full 2 years older than reigning NBA MVP Steph Curry.
Look at his face.
Nicola, who emigrated from South Sudan on a student visa 6 months ago,
stands accused of violating the Immigration and Refugee Protection Act.
I don't know what that means exactly, but I suspect that it has something to do with pretending to be a high school junior, even though he's suspected of being 30 years old. And while I'd like to give his coach and school officials the benefit of the doubt...
All right, enough of your commentary.
His hairline's already receding.
Well, look, maybe, like, in his defense, maybe he had to do what he had to do to get out of Sudan. You know, so he lied on some paperwork to get sent to Canada. And I guess at some point he had to enroll in high school.
Should have just laid low.
Keep the lie going.
Laid low. Don't ever pick up the broom because they're going to think you're the janitor.
Yeah. Was that his interview?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a man. He's a grown man dunking on these kids and maybe even fucking their girls. Like, we don't even know that part. He's the star of the team.
He had those yellow, like hepatitis eyes.
Oh, shit. Giving him something?
Like he drinks a lot of liquor.
Yeah.
You know, like drinks a lot of liquor and eats a lot of pork.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, he's lived a life.
Jaundiced.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you need to dry out for like a month.
He's like he's the only high school player that has like ice packs on his knees after the game. Like, no one in high school does that shit. He's got ice packs. Sit in the ice bath.
Get a shot to play in the NBA. At what, 40? No, he doesn't.
Is there an old timers game he could join?
That's fucking awesome. We had a guy in our fraternity back in college that was 3 years older, and he actually was not even in our college at Madison. He was in the Madison Area Technical College.
Okay.
And his whole time he was fronting. Because we were just party animals. We didn't care. We just knew he was a guy that liked to party, liked to throw down, have fist fights, say a lot of horrible, inappropriate things to like anybody that stepped to. So we were like, this guy's a fucking man, you know?
Right.
And then when it came time for Hell Week, he went through Hell Week, and then towards the end, they're going through like the school rolls to look for this guy, Charlie O'Connor, and they don't find him no fucking place. So they confront him, like, you're not enrolled. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm at the technical school.
So he went through the whole
he was going to have the low bond, like the number you get as a pledge, you know, who gets inducted. So the lower your number, the better a pledge you were, the better pick of like room you have for the rest of your 4 years, you know, the better, like, you know, this and that. He just straight up fronted.
Sounds like old school.
Yeah.
Just bringing people, anybody in to be in the frat. Y'all didn't let him in anyway?
You know, we just said, fuck it. We couldn't do it by role thing, but we let him stay, and he did stay, and he was a fucking barrel of laughs the whole time. I mean, he broke shit. He busted stuff up all the time. He flipped over a moving truck. He threw a fucking flaming couch off the penthouse balcony.
Petey, this is a good
day to
hang with.
How do you flip over a moving truck?
He was a driver. He would have all these stupid jobs because when he wasn't like going to really demanding course load or coursework, he would just be working at Menards, which is like the equivalent of Ace Hardware out in the Midwest, the Blue Vest crew. Say big money at Menards. It's like the big jingle out there. He fucking, you know, he was driving a moving truck. And like when I'd started, he was already like a third or four, no, he was a fifth year guy, and I was a pledge. And so my old man was coming to visit, and he called up my dorm in the middle of the night, and he says, hey, we're going to go pick up this alumni in Milwaukee, you know, like it's 2 a.m. or whatever. My dad's like, no, you ain't going. He's like, I'm here for the weekend. You're staying put. We're already drunk, whatever.
Right.
And Charlie's like, put your dad on the phone, you know? So my dad gets on the phone, and he just says, hey, he's got to go. He's a pledge or whatever. And he's just like, no. He's like, I'm staying here. And he's like, well, you can come with him, too. My dad's like, Milwaukee ain't Paris, Charlie. It's fucking Milwaukee. And then just hung up on his ass. And, I mean, he would do...
I should have gone to college. I stayed home. I didn't do any of this shit.
You can still go.
I guess I could just tell him I'm 19.
Just tell him you're 19. You didn't have to go to the college. You can go to the college next door.
Yeah.
My guess is these kids are having the life of Riley with this fucking 30-year-old Somali and hanging out with him. He's telling them all kinds of fuck tales and like just wild shit from back home. Maybe not at first. He's got to keep a low profile. And maybe he didn't do it well enough. Maybe he got carried away. But
Good for him. I don't care.
Fuck it. I guess if you're a kid who got his nuts on your face, you might care, you know, because he's dominating everybody.
Yeah.
He's way stronger than everybody. He's a grown man.
Yeah.
You know? And it sucks for him, too, because if only he would have left South Sudan, you know, 15 years ago, he might have actually been able to come up through the high school system and play in college. He seems to be a talented basketball player.
Sure.
So he's fucked. Like, there's no, yeah. You know, I guess he can.
So what are they saying they're doing now? So he's expelled from the school.
He got arrested for lying.
Oh, so are they deporting him?
They don't know yet. But he got arrested for lying about his age to get in the country. So it's not even just the high school part.
Yo, they ought to, like, recruit him as a spy or something like that, you know? To me, he did the damn thing. He did something right.
Yeah. He did something right.
He just stood there and said he was underage. That's all he did.
And no one called him on it.
He probably didn't know the school. He probably didn't know the school were, so he's probably struggling with that. I can see that.
And the thing is, his black was cracking a little bit. Like
Shit. It's like he's never even seen a bottle of cocoa butter in fucking Sudan. You know?
Yeah, he looked like he's
his been shape
some
up
shit.
Looked like the fucking state line of Florida or something, you know? Yeah. Like, come on.
Hilarious. Let's bring it home on that. Petey's Tales. Listen, people, thanks so much for coming to the podcast today. We had a great time with you guys. Thanks for your emails. Go see Andy tonight at the DC Improv. Tonight.
8 o'clock.
You in the area. Come on out. DC Improv. I will probably be out there just hanging through, watching. I think Pete will probably be out there.
Yep,
I
want to
thank Petey Steele for sitting in with us. Get
my pleasure.
Steelborn DC.
Twitter.
Remind people that it's STEELE.
BORN.
Yeah.
Not just Steelborn. STEELE.
Like Remington, baby.
Yeah, like Remington Steel. And Klein 74. He never tweets.
At Twitter. I need to change that because people always forget the number.
Real talk for you.
I might go AK Comedy.
Come on, real talk for you. You can check us out on Instagram everywhere. Facebook, you know what it is. Come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. You know we enjoy bringing it to you. Thanks so much for the pot, for the tip jar love. If you're trying to help us get this jet,
yeah,
we appreciate
you.
We appreciate
you. We're going to fly that guy back to Sudan if we get
We are going to fly him back. Yeah. Yellow eyes and all.
He's probably a licensed pilot. I don't even know. He might have 3 degrees under him.
So when we get back from the Sudan, we'll be back here for you guys. All right. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Petey Steele.
We have three guys on. We are out.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for a little respect when I come home. While I